And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie, and I know some of you may be somewhat in shock over what I just announced. Now, heading up our Saturday edition of Coast to Coast, soon to be Toast to Toast, is none other than Ian Punnett. And Ian, I trust that you're all excited for your very first show.
Well, I think like you, I think I'm hoping that this programming idea will work. We know that the guys down in R&D have been working hard on this for a while, and you know, I don't know that the all cooking format is going to be as big as what we've done, but you know, I don't want to jam them up, so you know, I'm on board. I'm on board with this new Toast to Toast.
You've always been one of the best and one of the great team players. I don't know if we can collectively sustain 4 to 5 hours every night, but we'll give it our shot.
Well, I think on Toast to Toast, I think we're just going to have to find out if we're bred that way. You know,
yes.
I don't want to sound too wry, but I just mean, you know, and I think that really comes down to kind of the crust of the subject is: are things going to change? You know, what will be familiar to, I guess we could call them now, the new listeners, Toasties.
You right? Got it. Toasties it is. And not this Saturday, but the following Saturday will be your very first Toast to Toast.
Yeah, we're still deciding on, you know, the subject on Toast to Toast on Saturday night, whether it's going to go dark or do we go light. You know, all I can promise you is it will not be sour, though some people may not be ready for this format. We promise that when we get it done, it will not be stale, and it'll never be crummy, and we'll be ready for Toast to Toast AM coming up when I get my shot at it a week from Saturday.
All right, very good. Thank you so much, Ian. And of course, I've got to tell you, a regular guest here at Coast to Coast for years, having listened to him with Art Bell and having been one of my favorites, is our science advisor and head of the EnterpriseMission.com, Richard C. Hoagland. And I don't know, Richard, whether to say goodbye to you or welcome aboard, and I hope you can join us once in a while.
You know, George, it takes a lot to make me speechless, and I'm seriously speechless.
Wow.
I have always said that the guys in suits, the network people, are really, really, really out of touch with their audience. And I, in all honesty, my friend, I got to tell you, I think this is really a mistake.
Well, I want to thank you, though, for the years that you have been at my side and you've been at Art's side, and you've been one of the best. I wish you well. I do hope that every once in a while you and Robin maybe pop in with a recipe or two. I'd love for you to share that with us.
Well, Robin really is the expert cook in the family. I can do a couple things, but I don't think that they would have although there was a time when I first met Gene Roddenberry, and I wound up cooking Swedish pancakes for him and his paramour at that time. He wasn't married yet. They were going to Japan to get married, and I, you know, we played pool, and I baked Swedish pancakes. So if anybody out there is interested in a recipe that has been in my family for, I mean, George, I'm really kind of, I mean, I think of all the shows I've done with Art and with you and the, you know, the cutting edge things that we've broken and
I know it.
And the, you know, the things that we're on the edge of. I mean, we're on the edge of such amazing. I mean, look, could the guys upstairs be looking at this maybe as a kind of a wine thing? I mean, I know California's balance of payments and the, you know, they're looking at now marijuana, and they have a major wine crop. Are they thinking that maybe it's the economics of where the show is based? And if you,
you know, Richard, I've got to tell you, we do very, very well as a network show, but I'm sure the research has shown that a cooking show with, you know, you talk about wine and things like that is extremely profitable. And you know, that's the direction they want to go. I've got multi years left on my contract, and so I'm going to give it my best shot. And I just wanted to thank you, and just keep in touch with us, all right?
Well, you know, as in terms of Toast to Toast, here's here toast from your friend.
You got it, and you'll always be. And, of course, one of our regulars of Coast to Coast is our food safety expert, Jeff Nelkin, who has agreed to stay on with us on Toast to Toast as a food safety expert. So, Jeff, for you specifically, this is probably going to give you a little more work with us.
Well, I'm really excited. And, you know, we also heard from the NBC consulting gurus, you know, the ones that kind of rotated Conan O'Brien and Leno and back
yep.
and forth. And they were really behind this idea.
Well, we're going to give it our shot. And I know when you're with me next week and we talk about some recipes that could be dangerous to your health, we'll be giving those out on your website and on ours. But I want to thank you as we move forward with this format, Jeff.
I think it's a very exciting format, you know, toast to toast. And I think you're going to be stirring up a lot of issues. And we even may come across some paranormal kitchens.
Absolutely. That's Jeff Nelkin, food safety expert. And one of our new contributing chefs to the program, starting next week, he'll appear weekly, is nationally renowned chef, French chef Jacques Lafitte, who will be with us. And this is not a first for you. You've done a lot of television, Jacques, and radio might be new to you, but you've got the experience.
Bonsoir, Georges. Congratulations on 540 stations. That's magnificent.
Yeah, well, it's something we developed for a long time, and I hope we can continue to grow it. How are you going to handle going from television as a cooking chef to radio?
Oh, I think it's, you know, of course, they always say that radio is the theater of the mind, and the sky's the limit. You know, people can use their imagination. We can give recipes, and, you know, I was thinking that maybe during the first hours we could talk about appetizers. We'll do different cuisines from different countries, and so in the first hours we can do different cuisine each night. And the first night we would do the first hour we would do appetizers. The second hour we'd do entrees. The third hour we'd do desserts, and the final hour would be for questions from your audience.
Well, that's important. We'll continue to take questions. I think that's been a staple of Coast to Coast, and surely will be of Toast to Toast. Well, thank you, Chef, and I look forward to seeing you next week.
Bonjour.
Of course, my co-host, my brand-new co-host, and I want to introduce you to Dominic Borelli. He's one of the most sought-after private chefs on the West Coast. He has built his reputation by word of mouth among some of the world's most wealthy and powerful clientele, who have shared with him deep insights into how the world works and what people like to eat. He has traveled the world learning from the great chefs. And, well, we're honored to welcome to the Premier Radio Network's Dominic Borelli. Dominic, it's good to have you with us. How are you?
I am well, George. And there is no one I would rather enter this new field, this new territory with than you, George.
I'm going to keep you for phone calls and a little bit more discussion at the half, Dominic, because yeah. I want to give people a sample and a taste, literally, of how you conduct yourself on the radio. You've been a world-renowned chef, and how you equate that to radio is going to be an art, but you're going to be with me every night.
Yes, I will be painting the picture for everyone and just along with you, just exploring and experiencing new techniques and merging the old with the new, the old country with the new country.